It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carbone, our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider. And Andy, Red Sox are announcing their new manager or introducing their new manager. They already announced their new manager a few weeks ago now, but Alex Cora taking over. Your thoughts?
He certainly is, Bill. Over at Fenway Park today, beginning at noon, they have the big press conference with Alex Cora, so we'll have to see what he has to say since he haven't heard much from him since obviously he was working up until recently. Being the bench coach for the Houston Astros, and he was at the team parade on Friday. So Alex Cora will be introduced to the Red Sox Nation and his coaching staff getting rounded up, and we'll see how things progress getting into the offseason.
A name that I was surprised to hear come up, a very well-known baseball name, Tony La Russa. How old is Tony La Russa? He's joining the organization.
Tony La Russa checks in at 72 years old, Bill, and of course the former World Series champion manager now will be a VP and special assistant to Dave Dombrowski. La Russa and Dombrowski both worked together for the first time back in 1979 as members of the Chicago White Sox. Of course, Dombrowski was getting his feet wet in the front office. La Russa was the manager in his rookie season at that time. They've had a relationship ever since. They always wanted to work together, and I guess they figured this is the right time to get things going. I think this is a good move for the Red Sox that brings some veteran presence into the organization, someone who's been through the trenches and the wars as a manager. He can kind of guide Alex Cora as things get going for him. And I guess all minds are good minds when it comes to good baseball veterans like that. The Red Sox could use whatever they can find at this point.
Yeah, I guess so. On the other hand, on the coaching staff, some announcements there in the past week as well to work with Alex Cora.
Yes, they've hired their bench coach, Ron Renicki. He was a former Brewers manager from 2011 to 2015. He's also worked in the past with Alex Cora. And Tom Goodwin is now our first base coach and outfield instructor, base running coach. He had the same role for the Mets last year. Carlos Fables is the third base coach, infield instructor. He was the Portland Sea Dogs manager last year. And over the weekend, Tim Hyers was hired as a hitting coach. He was the assistant hitting coach for the Dodgers. And of all these signings, bring in the coaching staff, all have had some type of relationship with Alex Cora in the past to kind of make him, I guess, feel comfortable. He gets in some of these his guys he recommended and obviously approved by Dombrowski, so we'll see how that all plays out. Returning to the Red Sox, Daniel Lavangi returns as the bullpen coach and catching instructor. He's been with the team for quite a while now. He had the same role as the bullpen coach back when Cora played for the Red Sox. So the only spot that's still left open on the Red Sox coaching staff is the pitching coach. No real rumors have been floating around as he's going to get that job, so I would assume that appointment will come out within the week.
Yeah, I would think so as well. Andy, you also have some player notes here for us as well, Red Sox player notes.
Well, of course, when you have situations in the offseason with a new manager and coaching staff, of course, then you got to turn your attention to the roster itself. Red Sox did pick up team options on the contracts of Chris Sale for $12.5 million and Craig Kimbrell for $13 million. And, of course, with the World Series coming to an end, Red Sox free agents now hit the waters. Mitch Moreland, Eduardo Nunez, Doug Fister, Fernando Abad, Blaine Boyer, Rajai Davis, Addison Russell, Chris Young, Robbie Ross Jr., and Josh Rutledge now all in the free agent market. I don't know if many of that list will be coming back to the Red Sox in the offseason, but some of those names could be possibly returning, but I don't see many of them coming back. And also an interesting note, the outfielder Bryce Brents was added to the 40-man roster once these free agent signings were named over the weekend. He had 31 home runs for the Paw Sox this past season. He's currently playing in the Mexican League in 15 games so far. He has 6 home runs. There was some talk back when the rosters expanded in September why Brents wasn't brought up for an extra power bat from the right-hand side off the bench. At the time, they said, well, we don't have room on the 40-man roster. They'd have to cut someone to bring him up. Now some moves have been made, so now they can add him to the list. And Dave Dombrowski says, look for Brents to be a candidate for a fourth or fifth outfielder spot next season.
Yeah, sounds interesting. Is he somebody? I would assume he's somebody that looks to be full time at some point down the road.
Well, I would. I think he would like to think
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
He's been in the minors. He's kind of a more or less at this point a career minor leaguer. Copies in the major leagues, but you know, who knows? I mean, right-handed power hitters are few and far between in Major League Baseball at this point. So if he can come in and make a presence known, you never know what could happen down the road.
Well, you mentioned a Mets assistant coach coming here, but the Red Sox have a former coach going to the Mets too, right?
Yeah, maybe it was kind of a little bit of a trade of first base coaches. Red Sox first base coach Ruben Amaro Jr., he was hired by the Mets as their new first base coach.
Well, one last question for you, Andy. What are the Red Sox going to be looking for players during the offseason? Not what you think they should be doing, but what do you hear they will be looking for?
Well, there's no question they're going to be looking to add some power in the lineup, whether it's one or two hitters. I think first base is an area that you can look at with some free agents that are available. Eric Hosmer from the Royals, he's a free agent this year. He'd bring a left-handed bat into the lineup that could add 20 to 25 home runs. He does drive the ball well to the left side, so you know he could hit some balls off the monster. Great defensive first baseman as well, so that could be a potential pickup for the Red Sox. Another first baseman they've been kind of linked to in a possible trade would be Jose Abreu of the Chicago White Sox. That they have their fire sale last year. He's still kind of around. He's a right-handed hitter, so that could add some power to the lineup. So I think that's an area they're going to start in there, of course. And I think they'll look to shore up the bullpen as well. They're going to lose Addison Reed as well as Abad and Boyer, some pitchers like that in free agency. They're going to have to retool the bullpen a little bit. So I think those are the two areas we'll look to see the Red Sox make some noise to get things going in the offseason.
All right, so it's Monday. Our baseball insider, Andy Carboni, is with us. And welcome Alex Cora as manager of the Red Sox.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how long this lasts and how the fans take to Alex Cora. Hopefully he gets off to a strong start, because I can see the masses out there getting a little upset if things don't go off to a good start. And they know that Tony La Russa is sitting upstairs in the front office, so maybe they'll start calling for him to get back in the uniform and get back into the dugout.
We'll
see. But we'll have to give Alex Cora some time to get organized, and let's see what kind of team he has around him once spring training gets rolling along.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably going to be a theme that we'll hear written from time to time, possibly, if that scenario were to play out. All right, Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.